I had a minor a fear of taxidermy for a while because of a childhood-related incident. When I was about 5 years old, I started going to this ecology camp. It was a hardcore nature camp. Like, if it rained, we didn't, like, watch a movie. Like, we all hung out in a shed and, like, sang songs about rain. Like, it was like, real, like, hardcore Bear Grylls kind of stuff. So when I was touring this camp, they took me into this room, and they were like, oh, look, we have this, like, this great blue heron. And there was this, like, giant heron, or it was giant to me because I was five, just, like, hanging up in this spare room, and it had these, like, beady eyes, and it was, like, looking at you, like, no matter where you stood, it was looking at you, and I was like, wow, this is really creepy. Good thing it's in a supply closet, right? So then, once I started going to the camp there, it turns out that wasn't the closet, that was the girls' bathroom. They just had this giant heron, like, mounted over the sink. And we did this thing, we would go seining, where we would go in the ocean with all our clothes on and catch fish in this giant net. And we would change our clothes after that. And I went to that camp from when I was 5 to when I was, like, 12. And the older you got, like, the taller you got, so the more the bird was watching you undress, which was awesome when you started going through puberty. That was great. So I was not cool with that at all. I got freaked out by taxiderming animals for quite a while. I would never go into Abercrombie and Fitch for quite a few reasons now, as I've aged. But when I was younger, I was always afraid that, like, my big fear was if I walked under the moose head, it would, like, follow me and kill me, and that would be my death. And that's, like, the most ridiculous death in the world. So I was not okay with that. Now it's more like the music and the actual clothes that deter me from going in there. Yeah, I guess that's it. That took shorter than I thought. Wow, thank you.